Welcome, ladies and gents. Boy, oh boy, do we have a Woolly Bully episode of Fringe Power in bed with Tim Turnell planned for you this evening. I think they're going to mess things up a little bit here between the sheets today, featuring Fontaine, one of the 27 cast members of Less Miserable at this year's Fundy Fringe Festival. And we also have Neil Bonner and Keith Dixon, two of two cast members of Disconnected. We're going to go over now to Mr. Tim Turnell, our host with the most, Tim Turnell.
Thank you, Judd Crandall. Welcome back to In Bed With Me. I am Tim Turnell from Theater Narcissist 12, where we have blanket forts and cool retorts with all the Fundy Fringe Festival news. Today I have my producer, Judd Crandall, deep back into the adjoining bathroom of the studio, farther back than he's ever been before, and for that I'm truly sorry, Judd. The late, great Freddie Mercury, oh gosh, I miss him. He once boasted of the bed on his jet that it was very luxurious and comfortably sleeps 20. For today, we have a very full bed and show. This week's bed being a sharp-looking 54-inch captain's bed with a driftwood finish with a lovely maritime carvings. I'm sorry, Judd, to have to station you in the crowded bathroom again there.
That's fine, Tim.
I know.
It's fine.
You'll be happy to know that I cleaned the shower from last week's fiasco.
No.
It's clean.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
I have to admit, last week, it's not in my nature to destroy a shower, but I was overzealous use of a mud mask. I was on set, as I mentioned, for a total of 4 hours in shaving cream. And
Tim, come.
Yeah.
Come here. Walk with me.
It's moisturizing. I'm just all about moisturizing.
Come away. Come into the depths of the bathroom with me.
All right. Okay.
Come here.
Okay, what is it?
See this? Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this.
What?
Look in there.
I'm looking. Okay. Look, my skin went insane. My face was cracking like leather, okay? So, thank Thespi, I did get some moisturizing.
Let's just get away from this.
All right.
Let's go back.
Because today's guests are some of the funniest gents in the city, and I swear I haven't sworn yet. I'm quite glad of that. But
one girl.
And I'm sure they are going to make me smile all day. Folks, please welcome to the show, from the directed Scott Thomas's show, Fontaine. Fontaine?
I don't know if you're generally used to bringing women into your bedroom, into your bed, and then misnaming them. It is Fontaine.
It is
Fontaine. It's really great to be here, Tim. Thank you very much.
And I really love
for being between the sheets with you.
Oh, here. That's a very nice compliment, and I appreciate your attire that you
wore.
It's comfortable. It's very nice. Thank you. And
I like to sleep very openly.
Openly
in bed, on radio, on bed, very openly, no matter where.
So you are one of the you're one of the 27 cast members of
I am
less miserable.
Right.
Now, what's it like working on a show with Scott Thomas?
He forwarded an email to some of us who have been doing, as you know, Les Miserables, the musical, has run in various forms for years and years, over 6,000, tens of thousands of shows. And at some point, we were all wondering, when could we finally just take the show over ourselves? I've died so many times. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd like something a little different. Even comic books do an alternate universe every now and again. And we thought we would like to do a less Les Miserables alternate universe. And so Scott Thomas sent us a letter, and we said that we would come to St. John and do it. And we brought all of our characters from the show.
That is great. In honor,
thank you.
In honor of your presence here, I am wearing a full Superman.
Right.
Full Superman pajama set.
And you're filling
nice
it well.
And
you're filling
fleece.
It very,
very
well.
Warm. And also in our bed today, we have Keith Dixon and Neil Bonner. Guys, I haven't had this many boys in my bed in a long time.
And one girl.
It's a privilege to be here, Tim. And can I say, your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Very
all I can say, guys, is pedicures, not just for women. All right?
You're here.
All right, great. Folks, welcome.
Have pedicures ever been ruled as just for women? Does it need to be
it's
said? I'm just wondering.
Nice. It's like, not too bad.
Why do we drive these stakes between the sexes? My problem.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'll drive
Try it. Having all your teeth pulled out. Now there's something.
Oh my god.
Just saying.
So Scott Thomas, as you are aware, is very focused on improvisation. He's almost militant, I would say, which I appreciate. I mean, he's got a very good grasp of what needs to be done and how to do it. Do you ever find any creative challenges going into this play that you weren't aware of before on the outset? Like any personality clashes within the cast?
Oh my God, personality conflicts. Yes, well, as you know, Jean Valjean is a complete egoist. It's all about him. It's his show. Get out of his dressing room. You know, sometimes I feel I'm just the one who's there to be shaved and have her teeth pulled out and sleep with all the sailors. And, you know, and sometimes that brings a good day. But yes, creatively, it's nice to get away from the Cameron McIntoshes and the Victor Hugos of the world. Great creationists though they are. It's nice to work with someone with the strong hand of a Scott Thomas, someone who's known on the international scene for bringing quality artistic material to the stage. And so I think the 27 members of our cast, the characters of Les Miserables, have really taken on the challenge of really finally doing the show for us.
And Scott Thomas, as you're very aware, is has more knowledge about
name dropper.
I know, but he has more knowledge about musical theater than I think any straight man should. So,
probably.
Is this improvised Less Miserable?
Yes.
Is this an honor to the production, or is it straight parody?
Yes, we're still... None of us can afford to go without... Like, I mean, when I have my teeth pulled in every show and my haircut, it takes a tremendous amount of money to put that. I can't give up the rights, the royalty rights, to Fantine. So this is, in addition, a tribute to the Les Mis tradition. So this show, Less Miserable, will be a full musical. However, we will take the songs and improvise them. Perhaps our audience might have some ideas on some ways we might make the show a little less miserable.
But not happy.
We don't want it to be Les happy. It's Les Miserables.
So there will be audience participation or just suggestions like a traditional improvised play.
Yes. In the weeks leading up, we'll be using social media and allowing people to hashtag Les Mis and provide their suggestions for things that they'd like to do. And I hope these other boys in the bed, they seem to have lots of suggestions about what we should do in the bed.
This spooning is really making everything accommodating for all of us here. But my arm from the shower scrubbing, it's just a little tight.
Sorry, sometimes...
I've been having problems with it, so I'm just going to move
I'm wearing pasties, so I hope that's not uncomfortable for anyone.
Boys, over there, your show is also improvised, is it not?
That is correct, yes. Well, Keith and I here, as well as...
Which one's Keith?
Keith, speaker.
That would be me,
okay.
It's Keith. It's Dixon.
Let those tones resonate, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keith here and I are both members of the Improvisation Corporation, along with this... Scott Thomas character you keep mentioning.
Yeah, I'm glad he couldn't make it today.
Oh, me too. He's a bit of a tyrant, really.
It's one of the main reasons that we kind of branched off to do this show, you know. We were
I kind of noticed that it's a two-person improvisation corporation. You kind of cut it down for just yourselves. You felt comfortable I was just wondering why just two and not the whole improvisation corporation?
Well, Keith and I guess we've been looking for a project to work on together for a while.
To do more scenes together, yeah.
We've done
some shows together, and we know our scenes. When we do a group event, our scenes really click. So we just want to extend that a little bit.
Yeah, I read in the trades that Anthony Stewart was busy this summer.
Oh!
Yeah, it's true.
I believe he's building a deck, maybe.
I heard he's playing the raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, St. John E. Weekly, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good gig.
Brian.
Yeah. I can kind of see where he passes.
Yeah. No, we'll make sure we get him.
I think I just found Anthony. I'm just cleaning up your mess here, and I think I just found him in the drain.
I was
back here in the shower.
Oh,
Tim.
I was shaving at the same time.
So many handprints.
It was a mud mess. I don't know how to apply them properly. I'm not that well versed in that type of stuff. But it was really sore. I thought it was a good idea. Guys, connected.
Disconnected.
Disconnected.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course, both these shows are running during the Fundy Fringe Festival, August 20th to the 24th. You can check out the Facebook, the Twitter, the websites even, FundyFringeFestival.com, and as well as links on local 107.3 FM, localfm.ca, as well as Facebook stuff that I'm bored and clicking on all the time with Theater Narcissist 12. Check out the dates, the times, the venues for these events. You're going to have a great time. These people are really good at what they do. Now, is there any nudity in Less Miserable?
Well, perhaps if the audience suggests it. I mean, we're very open to it. We heard last year that that your show, the Tim Turnell's, it was a very fresh show, was it not?
It was as fresh as it could have been.
It sells, so yes, we're all willing. We certainly want it to be a popular show. So I already have my teeth exposed and my scalp exposed, so if other various parts. I think I've heard Javert, the policeman from the show, the burly policeman, is very interested in showing off his deltoids. Yeah. And Cosette, not at her age. As a young person, she's fully clothed, that we're not going to go there. But as an older girl who's of age, she may very well decide, you know, if there's a pole on the stage or something like that. Maybe her and Marius could do a little tribute number or something.
So are both these shows family shows? Or do you recommend maybe more...
Depending on what you take your family to, yes.
Yeah, I guess that all depends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you take the family to the St. John Fair?
Don't talk about my family! It's been a long time. Jeez, there's not enough room. My head keeps hitting the...
You wow. do, I mean, oh.
It's a sensitive subject.
You really took a shot at the headboard here, Tim. Really got the bed shaking.
As Little Spoon, sorry. I really felt that vibration.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's there's not much room in this one here. I'm surprised we actually all fit in here. It's quite good. But
4 people spooning is better than 2.
Well, it's lucky. I thought we were going to have more, so this is actually quite comfortable. Now, Disconnected.
You got
it this time. Is this based on prior experiences to what you've done in the past for any type of work? Because I noticed the headsets in the posters. Is it?
Yeah. If you're familiar with St. John, a good portion of workers in this fine city are of the call center degree.
Mm-hmm.
And it
took me a long time to get my call center degree. I'm
telling
you.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's supposed to be a 2-year program, but before you know it, it's 6 years deep. so we feel like there's a real part of the community that hasn't been really tapped in the theater fashion. So we thought, what better than a couple of call center employees needing to do some things at lunch?
Yeah, that's we play 2 characters, and we develop a scene over their lunch break. We figure out who they are, where they're from, maybe where they're going, and it's all completely created. We're only going to have 1 audience suggestion. We're going to figure out what the business does, and we're going to take it all from there right before your eyes.
This is a great theme, because being in bed at the same time, that I improvise quite a lot as well. This is a bit of crying, too. But now, Fontaine.
Yes, Tim.
I believe it's Fontaine.
It's Fontaine.
It's okay. I think right. Fountain.
It's not the worst thing that happens to me in a day. A lot of people. Sometimes when my teeth are pulled,
it's not the first time I've gotten somebody's name.
You know, Fontaine. I used to be a sailor myself, so I just keep that in mind.
Now,
sometimes teeth in, teeth out. I'm liked either way. Sometimes
could there be a chance of a cross promotion show with these 2 guys?
Oh, it could definitely happen.
I like to think so.
Less Miserable is full of sad characters. I think it would be very interesting if in the middle of Paris. A revolutionary time, that 2 call center workers arrived, and what might they sing, and what might their story be, and how would they build a wall of partition walls to keep out the troops?
A barricade of cubicles?
Yeah.
What's worse, the French soldiers under the order of the king, or call center managers, which is really more dictatorial?
Mm. Really? I'd have to think.
Yeah. I mean,
the answer is French soldiers under the king. Just in case you're wondering.
Sure,
no, that one had a clear answer.
The thing is, we do get to keep our teeth at work, so that's why I was like,
And
that's a benefit.
Yeah, and the head shaving, really, that's voluntary.
Yeah.
Judd, how are you doing over there?
Fine, Tim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just let me know. Let me know when you want to play a song, because things are quite hot over here.
I'm going to leave this with you guys. I really don't know what
I just don't want you to feel left out. You're so far away.
I found Stephen Tobias in here as well. I don't know.
Oh, thank goodness. We missed him so much. Make sure that he gets, he's treated well. And we'll have him on as soon as we can.
This would be an entirely different looking spoon if he was the 5th spoon in our stack. It'd be turning more into a kind of a fork or a knife.
One of those
utensils
settings.
You really don't know what the shape of it is, but it's probably like a slotted spoon or something, and you only use it at Christmas. One of those things.
Hey, Tim, whenever Fountain wants me to play that song
yes,
that she
absolutely.
Was asking for...
Folks, make sure you like, share, and even post a pajama selfie to one of the Tim Picks on Facebook. Maybe even just a picture of you with a sign that says hashtag in bed with TT. Who knows? Just have some fun with it, because your name will be entered for a chance to win tickets to the Fundy Fringe, as well as a grand prize of a punch pass. Now, of course, Fontaine, I'm never going to get that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Fontaine,
it's
I apologize.
Just spoon. Just continue to spoon.
Okay. Just hold me tight. Yeah. Hold me tight here. Wait.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh. Just watch the arm. Okay.
Oh.
Good.
There we go.
Scott,
you're not. You don't. You wouldn't happen to be the mayor of a large factory or anything of a small town. Who
well,
owns a
I
factory
definitely have
like
a. I'm definitely king of a domain.
If you ever steal some candlesticks, you give me a call.
Well, I'll be.
I'll
your,
give you my daughter.
I'll give you my Russell Crowe. All right.
Okay.
Fontaine, you have a song for us, do you not? Today?
Well, I thought it would be nice if we could give people a sample. And this afternoon, I was on the social media, and Kizzy K, who was a longtime fan of
Kizzy K, we miss Kizzy K very much.
Some of us miss Kizzy K very much. And she was, I had asked for some suggestions, and she suggested one of the ways that Les Miserables could be made less miserable would be perhaps instead of having Fontaine's hair cut and torn off and ripped out violently as it is in the show, family show, and perhaps she would instead just get a perm.
Well, do you need anything from the boys for backup humming or anything like that? Or?
Oh, I don't believe so, no.
You're a wonder.
We're just going to gaze in awe, adoringly. Could you just hand over head over a pillow?
If you could just make some room on the other side of the bedroom for the orchestra to come in.
Do we have a clip?
We have. I brought my orchestra. You might have noticed in the foyer.
They are right there, and they're going to. They're tuning up right now.
Okay.
And this is Fontaine from Les Miserables, soon to be performed at the Fundy Fringe Festival, a la suggestions by Kizzy K Superstar.
There was a time my hair looked good, when its tresses were soft and my sideburns inviting. There was a time when the color was just right, sort of red with a little blonde, and my hair was exciting. There was a time, then it all went wrong. Then I sit on a big comfy cushion on the stage and with a new hair.
A pillow underneath the small of your back here.
I dreamed a dream of styles gone by, when hair was long and bangs worth showing. I dreamed the pixie crop would never die. I dreamed my colorist would be forgiving. Then I was young and kind of dumb, and hair was brushed and teased and crimped. There was no reason to be safe. It was my hair, I was its pimp. But the weakness comes as you grow older. You turn 40 and get a perm. Then they tear your hair apart with the chemicals used to burn. I spent a summer with a perm. It was less straight and much more pubic. It made me look like Ronald McDonald had a love child with a sheep. Still I dream I'll grow it out, that I can wear it sleek or in a bun. but there are styles that aren't for me. And I'm no Jennifer Aniston. I had a dream my hair would be so different from this perm I'm wearing, so different now from what it seems. Now a perm has killed the dream I dream. That's for you, Kizzy, and a little bit for Shelley Wood as well, who wanted to hear about me sitting on a cushion, which I did insert.
And he did. She sat in the cushion very, very well. Thank you very much, Fontaine.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. Guys, do you...
I sent someone... the person who's spooning behind me really enjoyed it. I can't see your face.
Well, a little bit of blood rushing.
I don't know. Can the mic pick up the tears? Because that was fantastic. This...
Improvisation is something that you three are very, very, very committed in. You're traveling around, you're learning, you're bringing it back to the city, you're helping people become better at it. You're holding workshops. You're, like I said, you guys have like boot camps, and you're very serious about it. And I think it's an amazing because improvisation is very, very important on the stage as well as in your daily life. Now I'm thinking here, and call me whatever you wish, but...
Whatever you wish.
Thank you. Oh, gosh.
You nailed it, Fontaine.
We took down the drum kit. We could have used that rim shot. Is there...
Be careful of saying rim shot when you're in bed spooning with the other. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Is there any chance of there being an improvised drama rather than improvised comedy that we've traditionally seen where more or less a lot of the guys take an easy way out and go for the cheapest laugh? Is there a way to have an improvised drama that could possibly move you to tears or make you really, really think?
Improvised drama?
Yeah, I think it can improvise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, if you're committed to the character that you've set up on stage... and you and your scene partner can really make anything happen.
True. I just find that we're consistently being hit over the head that improvisation is theater sports games or vice versa, and you get a little bit of make. And you know there are some differences, between the connoisseurs. I just wondered if there was anything like that that might. I mean, we all love a good laugh, but I was wondering if there anything in the future that one of you three might be interested or. Do you think something like that might come to fruition in the near future?
I'd definitely be willing to explore that. I think the way we do improv, in sort of the long-form fashion, it's all about finding a game, finding a story within the scene.
It definitely opens it up.
That makes it
to the fact that you could make a much more dramatized version versus the comedy.
So, Fontaine?
Yes.
What is the difference? And Disconnected Boys, you could also submit an idea here.
Submit it to Tim Turnell.
Submit it to Tim Turnell.
And we'll read about it next week. Here's some paper and pens. You can write on my back.
What are the differences if people only have a few shows to take in during the Fringe like I did last year? Yes. I only had a few shows I could take in.
Only see our two shows.
That's what would be the differences between your two shows being them both improv into Coke's an audience member to come see both.
Well, I would say just knowing a little bit of Fontaine and her show with Scott Thomas, obviously leaning more towards the musical structure of the theater performance, whereas our own Disconnected, it is more about two friends, two coworkers. And kind of the dealings that they go on with on a daily basis. It's going to start off obviously very basic of, the only suggestion is going to be name a business that you wouldn't think necessarily would have a call center and what kind of stems from that. Obviously their conversation is going to be a little bit about some of their daily happenings on the phone and some of the obstacles and difficulties they have. But that's quickly going to bleed into their personal relationship and based on the suggestion, that's where we're going to go.
Very fun.
I think one of the big similarities between these two shows, if I may, will be that
Please.
no matter what our universes are, and all improv universes are, a step or two off of what the normal universe is. No matter what, whether it's for comedy or whether it's for drama, both of which happen in all scenes, we will be taking the moment seriously, and whether that seriousness develops into comedy because it's seriously taking something silly, or looking at a serious moment or a light story about a perm, I think you'll see that there will be a serious approach. There won't be attempts to go for cheap humor or cheap laughs or cheap jokes. We'll be trying to develop that. But the major difference would be if you like a musical, come to see mine. And if you like seeing two men sit naked and talk about telephones.
Oh, I didn't know they were naked.
We'll be also, pretending to eat lunch, if you know.
Anything could happen. And sorry, Fantine, one of your teeth fell out, if you just want to slip that back in.
Right. We went with the new dentist. It's a molar. There we go.
Folks, I just wanted to remind the folks out there that in St. John that we have a number of traveling thespians coming to our town this August 20th to 24th for the second annual Fundy Fringe Festival, and some are in need of billeting. You don't have to feed them, you don't have to clothe them, and you don't even have to like them, but I have money on it that you will. If you have the abilities or might know someone that could possibly host a traveling actor for the Fundy Fringe Festival this August, please contact info@fundyfringefestival.com, and they'll give you the deets. Jeez,
hosting an unknown traveling actor, what a delight for anyone.
No, isn't it great?
You'd want to bring that person.
It's the dream.
House. Yep.
How do you folks find the time to do so much theater? You Fontaine, you're ingenue in this city, so you might not be aware of how busy these people, these two gentlemen are.
Oh, yes.
And Scott Thomas.
They're getting very busy with me in this band.
We're something of ingenues ourselves.
Yeah. Yes. How do they find time to do all these productions, as well as jobs and workshops and acting, directing, family? How do you do it? I'd like to know.
Well,
is it time management, or are you neglecting somebody?
No, I'm definitely neglecting. Yeah.
Oh, yes,
there's,
same here.
There's things like
my personal life is a shambles.
During show week, my home is a disgrace.
You can know about me just by my choices you see in the store. Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to give my daughter to anyone, just about at any time.
I mean, Fontaine, not even willing to keep that perm going. Oh, so I've got hard times,
folks.
It's all about the musical theater bug.
Time to kick you all out of bed. Thank you for my listeners in Canada, in particular Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and BC. Your kind words will not be forgotten. Remember, even if you're out of town or out of province, like, share, comment, post pictures to my pajama pictures on Facebook. Enter the contest. If you're the winner, then I will send you a thoughtful St. John care package. Boys and Fontaine, you guys were great in bed. Please go see Disconnected and Less Miserable at the Fundy Fringe Festival, October 20th to 24th. Judd, thank you for your patience.
No problem. I got Steven Tobias out of the tub.
And those antibiotics you gave me also were very helpful. Thank you.
Well, boys, any last words? You want to sing a song around chorus of Fontaine? Lead us out with a song.
We'll back you up.
We'll back.
Oh, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only